A grand jury in Virginia today indicted 7 sheriff's deputies and 3 hospital staff members of second-degree murder in the death of Ivo Otieno. He died March 6 at the Central State Hospital just south of Richmond as he was being restrained. And a warning, this story will include details of how he died at the hands of police officers. Whitney Evans of Member Station VPM has been following this case and joins us now. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
So can you just remind us what exactly happened to Otieno?
Right. So Otieno was in the custody of 7 sheriff's deputies who were admitting him to the state mental hospital earlier this month. 3 days earlier, one of Otieno's neighbors had called the police to report a potential burglary. When sheriff's deputies arrived, it was clear that he was suffering some sort of mental health crisis. So they took him first to a regular hospital on an emergency custody order. They said he'd become combative there and assaulted deputies, so they then charged him and took him to jail. When they finally brought him into the state hospital for evaluation, a video shows sheriff's deputies and hospital workers were piling onto Otieno, who was handcuffed and shackled at the ankles. You can't see much movement from Otieno. All you see is him being dragged into the hospital admissions room and then a group of people holding him down.
Right. And towards the end of that video, it appears deputies are trying to revive Otieno. Do we know precisely how he died?
Not yet. The official cause of death hasn't been confirmed. But the prosecutor in this case has said she thinks Otieno died from asphyxiation due to the weight of the deputies on his body. And you'll see in the video, which the Washington Post published late last night, that Otieno is barely visible because his entire body is covered. Mm-hmm. He doesn't appear to be fighting back or even struggling. He makes very little motion, but he's eventually just lifeless. The video has no audio, so we have no idea what's being said while the deputies and hospital staff pile on him. Other hospital workers were just standing around watching, occasionally jumping in to help restrain him. However, again, he's already pinned to the floor, shackled and handcuffed.
Right. Well, what about the officers and hospital workers in this case? Like, what are they saying in their defense?
We're getting very little information from the defense right now about the facts of the case or what they'll be arguing. But we did hear from one of the attorneys today. He's asked the judge to seal evidence moving forward to protect the integrity of the case. And he wants to make sure evidence like that video that the Post leaked doesn't go public again. Here's Doug Ramsor, who represents one of the Central State Hospital employees.
I think everyone wants to make sure that this case gets tried fairly for all sides in a courtroom where it's supposed to happen that way. We don't want people to make up their own minds through a viewing of evidence that isn't with the right lens or the right filter, or because there's been comments that have been inflammatory, because they may be affected by the way they've seen other things.
Now, the local Fraternal Order of Police extended their condolences to Otieno's family, but the group has publicly stated it supports the deputies and their defense. Its members are also fundraising from their Facebook page to support the deputies' families.
What about Otieno's family? Like, how have they responded to all of this?
The family just held a press conference this evening where they talked about the horror they witnessed in the video of Otieno's last moments. Otieno's family says it's clear that this was unnecessary force. His mother went as far as calling the deputies and hospital workers involved monsters and criminals. They, along with their attorneys, including the well-known civil rights attorney Ben Crump, are calling for Governor Glenn Youngkin and the state legislature to take action and change policies to ensure mental health is treated as a medical issue and not a crime.
That is Whitney Evans with VPM in Richmond. Thank you so much, Whitney.
Thank you.